Court victory, Miss United States of America pageant can ban trans contestants. By Warner Todd Houston on November 7, 2022. Last week, a federal appeals court ruled that the administrators of the Miss United States of America pageant have the right to exclude transgender applicants. On November 2, judges for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit rejected a claim by transgender pageant hopeful Anita Green, who claimed that restricting the contest only to natural-born females violated an anti-discrimination law in Oregon, the state in which Green lives. Green initially asked pageant national director Tanis Smith to change the rule to allow trans contestants to enter, but was denied and an application to join the pageant was rejected. The activist then filed the lawsuit in an Oregon district court in 2019 hoping to get the courts to force the change. Smith insisted that it should be illegal to ban trans contestants. And in a 2019 interview with NPR said, "Transgender women are equal to cisgender women. This is about giving minorities a voice," Green told Willamette Week upon filing the lawsuit in 2019. "I believe I'm beautiful, and I want to set an example for all women, cisgender and transgender, that beauty doesn't have to fit into specific molds. I felt as though I was being invalidated," Green said of being denied entrance into the pageant. "I felt as though the organization was saying I am not a woman and I'm not woman enough." The pageant, though, clearly states that the contest is only for natural-born female contestants. The pageant also bars anyone who has posed nude in any advertisement, art photos, or on film. Contestants who are mothers are also barred. In their 2-1 ruling upholding a lower court ruling, judges Lawrence Van Dyke and Carlos B. rejected the discrimination claim. The panel noted that it is commonly understood that beauty pageants are generally designed to express the ideal vision of American womanhood. The pageant would not be able to communicate the celebration of biological women if it were forced to allow Green to participate, the majority judges said. The panel concluded that forcing the pageant to accept Green as a participant would fundamentally alter the pageant's expressive message in direct violation of the First Amendment, they added. The case in question is Anita Noelle Green v. Miss United States of America, LLC, DBA, number 21-35228, in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.